In a time like none of us have experienced before, there's strength to be found in community institutions like Iowa Public Radio. I'm Executive Director Myrna Johnson, and I'm so proud of the thoughtful, informed coverage IPR brings you on the issues that matter. Listener funding is the power source that makes it all possible. Facts, understanding, insight, that's what you fund when you give to this station. Make your gift now at iowapublicradio.org, and thank you.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2020 is almost over. It was a hard year in so many ways and really hard for musicians and live music venues. But musicians still managed to create and release some great stuff this year. This hour, Mark Simmet, Tony Daner, and Cece Mitchell, hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks, heard each evening at 7 p.m., have made their lists of the best new albums of the year. We've asked them to pick a track from each of those albums. They have each picked 7 albums, so we'll have 21 great albums to play us out of 2020 and into 2021. And through an amazing feat of engineering, we also have all of them on the air today in separate studios at the same time. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'm glad you made that clear, Charity.
Yeah, well, I'm just amazed that it's possible.
And so, we can even see each other.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I can't see you, of course. So we've got 4 people in 4 different studios and Dennis Reese on the other side of the glass here as well. We're all very safe and secure in our own rooms. Thank you all so much for being here. And what we're going to do is we're going to take turns. We're going to start with Tony, then Cece, then Mark. And Tony, that means you get to go first.
Okay. Boy, this is exciting and a little scary. All right. So my number one album of the year is RTJ4 from the rap duo Run the Jewels. Killer Mike and LP, two solo artists who have been making music together for a while. Kind of the sum is greater than the separate parts. And they're known for cutting-edge production, also social commentary, and irreverent humor. They sometimes get called a political rap group. They will themselves tell you that's not true. They just write about what's happening, and in their own words, things are never not happening, right? So
that is like the theme for this year. Things are never not happening.
Yep. So RTJ4 was released during the first week of June at the height of protests over the killing of George Floyd. And a lot of the lyrics hit even harder than they would have if it was released under other circumstances. But really, more than anything, this is just an incredibly cathartic album to listen to under these circumstances. The world feels like it's on fire, so let's just laugh at it. Here's Run the Jewels with Out of Sight.
Here come the menaces to sobriety, like what? Super thuggers thumping on a cut. Run. Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go. Run. Piety just really isn't us. What a rush. See you cutting up a pie, that's my lunch. Run. Yo, pockets when I come, it's an honor to be robbed by Denise's only son. Yeah. Give her in it, baby boy, bend it, moving extra heavy, whipping Chevy. Gotta get it, eat spaghetti with the mozza. Vegan, feed them, cause they don't eat no steak and lobster. Sosa was my hero, honey, Tony's just a
tight. Out of mind, out of touch, out of time. Man, I smoke a bogey backwards with a thumb up like it's fine. Sleep is self, I say, self is sweet divine. Leave me here to drown in glory, you're too good.
All right, just a taste of Out of Sight. Thanks for getting us a clean edit of the song as well.
Very
Tony.
Necessary.
Appreciate that. Out of Sight by Run the Jewels from RTJ4. And Cece, that brings us to you.
Sure thing. So my favorite record of the year was The New Abnormal, the 6th record from The Strokes. I was obsessed with this record. I could not stop listening to it. And I think the main reason for that was that it's very nostalgic. It had that nostalgia factor. We saw a lot of releases over the years from many of our favorite bands, some of which put out music for the first time in years. This was the first Strokes record in 7 years, and it really harkens back to their original sound. They had deviated from that for a bit, and it went back to what I remembered from when I was a kid, and I really appreciated that. They also kind of harken back to a lot of 80s music, too. It's pretty synth-heavy, which I dig. Plus, many of the tracks are extremely catchy, and I really liked it, and I could not get it out of my head. That's why it's my favorite. This is Bad Decisions by The Strokes.
right. A little bit of Bad Decisions, The Strokes, from their album The New Abnormal. And of course, Cece, The Strokes weren't part of the childhood of anybody else on this show this hour. But it sounds like my childhood. I mean, that really does take us back to the 80s.
For sure.
Well, that's great. It feels like maybe a little bit of comfort food in a hard year. Would you describe it that way?
Most definitely. This was my comfort album for sure.
All right. That is, again, The Strokes with The New Abnormal. And Mark, it's your turn.
Yeah, well, my favorite album of the year was Fiona Apple's Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Came out back in April, and I liked it right away, which doesn't always happen. And I thought, well, unless something comes along that I like better, this is going to be my favorite album of the year. And lo and behold, that's what happened. It's been 8 years.
Love since, at first listen, huh?
Yeah, and that doesn't always happen that way. First album in 8 years for Fiona Apple. She's been releasing music since 1996, but this is only her fifth album. I love the sound of this record, dominated by Apple's piano and various percussion. Powerful and evocative vocals from Fiona Apple, and here's a taste of that.
People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. I've been sucking it in so long that I'm busting at the seams. I spread like strawberries.
All right, a little bit of Fiona Apple, Heavy Balloon, from the album Fetch the Bolt Cutters. And Tony, that brings us back to you.
Yeah, so my second pick is the third album from British soul singer Leanne LaHavis. It is called Leanne LaHavis, self-titled third album. I've seen this described as a folk soul record. She's a wonderful singer and an equally great guitar player. Her guitar playing evident throughout the album. As is the case with a lot of great art, this album was inspired by a breakup. And it also is her first record she's put out since the death of her mentor, Prince. She actually got the chance to work with him. I guess he did a concert in her living room, and she played with him on Saturday Night Live. This is just a beautiful record, very laid-back, relaxing record to listen to. And this is Can't Fight.
Certainly, I saw a sign.
Right, a little bit of Leanne LaHavis, Can't Fight, from the self-titled album Leanne LaHavis. That no one can accuse you of not having diverse tastes, Tony, from Run the Jewels to Leanne LaHavis.
Oh, just wait.
I can't wait. All right, Cece, you're up next.
So we were just talking about comfort albums, and I was thinking about it. I think this record is my, like, this record I kept coming back to when I was sad during quarantine, which happened a lot. Yeah. It's Temple by Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. And when I look back on 2020, I think it's the record I'll associate it with. She actually had a Zoom music video for one of the tracks, definitely the first Zoom music video I had seen. And she had a really great Tiny Desk at Home concert that went along with this record. It's really simple, easy on the ears, but really lush at the same time. This track is pure cinema.
Somewhere I gave it good enough.
Just a little bit of pure cinema from Temple, Tao, and the Get Down, Stay Down. So, Cece, you think this will sort of act as a 2020 in a bottle for you? This will rocket you back whenever you listen?
I think so. You know, I'm Vietnamese-American, and you don't see a lot of Vietnamese-American representation, but you do get it from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And hopefully it'll bring you back in a good way, not a, oh my gosh, here we go again kind of way. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, Mark Simmet will have his next selection for us. This hour, we've got Mark Simmet, Tony Daner, and Cece Mitchell, hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks, heard each evening at 7 p.m. They've picked their 21 best albums of 2020. This is Talk of Iowa.
We're in Pledge Drive at Iowa Public Radio, and that means we're asking you to help support the programming you value. It matters that you make your gift of support right now. Put a few of your dollars behind something you believe in, something we all need. Give it iowapublicradio.org. Thanks.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we've got Mark Simmet, Tony Daner, and Cece Mitchell, hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks, heard each evening at 7 p.m. They have made their lists of their top seven favorite albums of 2020. So that means we will have, by the end of the hour, 21 great albums to play us out of 2020 and into 2021. And Mark, it is your turn next. What do you have?
Well, next on my list, Charity, is Bob Dylan's album from 2020, something called Rough and Rowdy Ways. It's his first album of new and original songs since 2012, and also the first time we've had some new songs from Dylan since he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016. So one would hope that there would be some lyrics to dig into on Rough and Rowdy Ways, and there are. It's almost an 80-minute long album. And a lot of great lyrics for you to interpret and analyze. Here's Goodbye, Jimmy Reed.
On the streets, named after a saint. Women in the churches wear powder and paint. Where the Jews and the Catholics and the Muslims all pray. I can tell them prodding from a mile away. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed indeed. Give me that old time religion, it's just what I need. For thine is the kingdom.
All right, a little bit of Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, Bob Dylan, from the album Rough and Rowdy Ways. And when someone you love as much as Bob Dylan brings out an album, do you get nervous, Mark?
You know, Dylan is way beyond that, I think. He's proved himself over and over again. You know, his previous few albums have been American Standards, you know, Frank Sinatra songs and so on. And it's kind of like, okay, does this mean it's the end of the line for songwriting for Dylan? And of course, it was thrilling to find out it is not indeed the end of the line. He can probably go on longer.
All right, Bob Dylan, Goodbye Jimmy Reed from the album Rough and Rowdy Ways. Tony, back to you.
Yeah, my next pick is the debut album from Devin Gilfillian, a soul singer from Philadelphia in Nashville these days. His debut album called Black Hole Rainbow, classic soul influences on here, also Afrobeat sounds inspired by a trip to South Africa that he took. I never would have guessed this was a debut album. He sounds like he's been doing this for many, many years. He's already got one classic album under his belt, so who knows what's next for Devin Gilfillian. Let's just get right to a song. This one's called Unchained.
Wait
but I'm rising up. Unchained and my heart is free. I'm still the man I was born to be. Oh, nothing's ever gonna hold me back. Nothing's ever gonna hold me back.
All right, Unchained, Devin Gilfillian from Black Hole Rainbow, coming out strong. And do you think, Tony, that a lot of the albums that we're listening to today, were they recorded before the pandemic struck, or is this a mix?
Most of them, yes. This album actually came out in January, so almost certainly. You know, these albums take time. Once they've been recorded, then production happens, then lawyers get involved, and blah, blah, blah. So there has been some pretty good music that's been released since the pandemic happened that was, you know, recorded virtually or something over the course of the year. But yeah, Most of what we're hearing was recorded and produced prior to the events of this year. Yeah.
Well, and it'll be really interesting to see what we hear next year. Because,
yeah, that's, we've already talked about that.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes. All right, Cece, what's next on your list?
So the next record I've got is Every Bad by British band Porridge Radio. I had never heard of them before hearing this record. It's their sophomore release, and it is phenomenal. It's really cool, tough, lady-fronted rock, which I am always into. And the songwriting is great. It's really self-aware, and I love this record. It's definitely worth checking out if you didn't get a chance to this year. This is the first one on the record, Born Confused.
Let's argue. I'm bored to death. Let's argue what is going on with me. And maybe I was born confused, and baby, I was born confused, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe nothing's going on.
Born Confused from Every Bad by Porridge Radio. And Mark, that brings us back to you.
Well, we have the Flaming Lips, a band that's been around for a few decades. They released a new album in September. It's called American Head. Rather evocative title. It's like, what do they mean by that? Well, after listening to the album, I think what they mean is the American head is where an American dream is going on, sometimes augmented by substances. Here's one. Had to get that in there.
It is Flaming Lips. All right.
Have to be honest. Yeah. This is God and the Policeman featuring Casey Musgraves on vocals.
If God and the policeman are watching over me, they both know what I have done. If God and the policeman watching over you, they both know you're on the run, on the run, on the run.
That's the Flaming Lips, God and the Policeman from the album American Head. And Tony, that brings us back to you.
My next pick is from the virtual band Gorillaz. They rarely appear in public as themselves. They are usually just in the form of animated characters in music videos. Damon Albarn is the musical mastermind behind Gorillaz. Jamie Hewlett does the art. This new album is called Song Machine Season 1, Strange Times. The songs and videos from this album have been released on a monthly basis over the course of the year. And then within the last couple of months, we finally got them collected in a record. Gorillaz have been kind of hit or miss for me over the years, but I really like this one. It's lots of fun. Great guest artists on this album, including Annie Clark of St. Vincent on this one called Chalk Tablet Towers.
Gorillaz with Chalk Tablet Towers from Song Machine Season 1, Strange Times. And Tony, I've got to say that sounds like the perfect 2020 setup is if you're a band that performs as animated characters. There have to be other bands thinking, why didn't we think of that?
They've been playing a long game on us for at least a decade now. Yeah, I think you're onto something.
All right. That brings us back to you, Cece.
So this next record is called Gray. It's by Moses Sumney. It's a double record, so there's plenty of it, which I am glad for because it's really beautiful. The music is beautiful and it's experimental. It goes back and forth from spoken word to music. It tackles subjects like isolation and loneliness, which is very 2020, but it's not entirely sad. It's complex, which I really like. This track is called Cut Me from Gray by Moses Sumney.
What? That's when I feel the most alive. Masochistic kisses are how I thrive.
That's a little bit of Cut Me from Gray, Moses Sumney there. And Mark, I guess it's your turn next.
Well, I've got something for you from Toots and the Maytals, an album called Got to Be Tough, came out late in the summer. First album in 10 years from Toots Hibbert, the leader, pretty much the whole band. He has other people playing with him, but he is the guy. Sadly, he died in September from complications of COVID-19.
Wow.
But he went out on a great album. Didn't know it would be his final album, of course. He wrote all the songs except for a Bob Marley cover that's on this record. The appeal of Toots and the Maytals for me has always been that it's not just reggae, but it's got a strong R&B flavor along mixed in there with the reggae. This song called Just Brutal has a 1960s soul feel, but also sounds very contemporary.
Proud heel, sold out, deep demise. remembering what grandfather said before he died. We were brought down here to slavery. Kung Tao, knock down, TKO. Man, 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 I don't know what this world is coming to. Everything you do is just brutal. Everything you do is just brutal. Everything you do is just brutal. I don't know what this burn is coming to. We need more love in our hearts. Remember what the preacher said. He said too much crazy things has been going on. I don't know what this burn is coming to.
Just Brutal from the album Gotta Be Tough, Toots and the Maytals. That feels like an anthem for 2022, Mark.
Yeah, and it was recorded, of course, before the pandemic arrived on the scene in March. I'm pretty certain of that. The whole album is like that. It protests violence and oppression and hard times, but it remains hopeful and also remains party music throughout.
Well, and, you know, we've lost so many great musicians this year that's just, it's been a terrible, terrible year for that. Musicians were so vulnerable, especially right at the start of the pandemic, because they were playing together. And it just obviously making music is a way that COVID spreads quickly. So that's a heartbreaker, but some great music to hold on to. And we've got time for one more tune before the break here. Tony, what's next?
Okay, so my next pick is the eagerly anticipated album from Tame Impala called The Slow Rush. Tame Impala, one of those projects where one guy does everything. Kevin Parker, he writes all the songs, plays all the instruments, and produces the albums. He's got a nice side gig going, producing music for some of the biggest names in pop music, Lady Gaga and Kanye West among them, and I think that has rubbed off on him over the years. This is kind of a poppier album. It takes a little time to get its hooks in you, but it works for me. This is Tame Impala with Lost in Yesterday.
In Yesterday, Tame Impala from The Slow Rush. A great year to be a one-man band, for sure. We are going to take a short break here. We'll play out with Tame Impala, but we will be back to find out more about the best new albums of 2020. With me this hour, Tony Daner, Mark Simmet, and Cece Mitchell, hosts of Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. They've each picked 7 albums, so we've got 21 great albums to play us into 2021. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. With me this hour, we've got Mark Simmet, Tony Daner, and Cece Mitchell, hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks. They have each picked their top seven albums of 2020. And we are taking turns sharing some great tunes from those albums. Cece, you are up next.
Yep, I'm up. So this next record is Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. She's actually up for the Best New Artist Award at the Grammys this upcoming season. But of course, for us indie music fanatics, Phoebe Bridgers is nothing new. She put out her debut breakout record and a couple of collaborative projects throughout the years. And this is her second solo record, another breakout. The lyricism is what really stands out from this record. This track is called Savior Complex.
Emotional affair, overly sincere, smoking in the car, windows up, crocodile tears from the tap till it's clear, drift off on the floor, I drag you to the shore, sweating through the sheets, you're gonna drown in your sleep for sure.
Savior Complex from Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. I could listen to that all day, Cece. That's fantastic. All right.
Beautiful.
Yes. And Mark, it's your turn next.
Next, we have Sufjan Stevens and his 2020 album called The Ascension. His previous project was Carrie and Lowell, about his parents. Much more bare bones and personal, Carrie and Lowell. This one is very expansive, shows what a skilled arranger Sufjan Stevens is. He's always had spiritual concerns, but this album is colored by a certain impatience with a higher power. Some of the songs can be taken as either being about spiritual longing or romantic longing. That's kind of a great pop tradition, I think. This one's called Ursa Major.
For the love of God, in the shade of Ursa Major. For the life of me, I can't account for you. Your information, I'm the one for controversy. So I ask forgiveness now, Lord, reveal yourself in mercy. Call a full emergency and look at things the way I see them.
Sufjan Stevens with Ursa Major from the album The Ascension. Mark, it's been so much fun to listen to his evolution over the years. I have to admit that I thought he was a little bit gimmicky when he started his state albums back in 2003.
Yeah, and he never quite followed through on
50 albums. That was a lot. But I was living in Michigan at the time, and he released Michigan first. So, all right, let's go next to Tony.
So Fleet Foxes, a band whose music is just perfect for this time of year. In fact, this new album, Shore, was released at the exact moment online of the autumnal equinox. That's just the kind of band they are.
Wow.
Robin Pecknold is the leader of this band, and he said he wanted this album to be a sequel to their album Crack Up, and I've got some great quotes here. He says, "Crack Up begins in pure conflicted solitude, and it ends in a bright clearing." He wanted Shore to be a celebration of or an elaboration on how Crack Up ends. I don't know what any of that means, but I will say that... I will say that I like Shore way better, but it also honors Crack Up, which is kind of nice. This is Sunblind from Fleet Foxes.
Richard Swift, for John and Bill, for every gift lifted far before its will. Judy and Smith, for Berman too, I've met the myths hanging heavy over you. I loved you long, you rose to go. Beneath these songs, perfect angels in the snow. So time the stage, forget reserve, the type of great coronation you deserve. I'm going out for a weekend. I'm gonna borrow.
All right, just a taste of Fleet Foxes' Sunblind from Shore. So by my count, we've got five more songs to do in the next 10 minutes. So I need to get on the stick here. Cece, what do you have next?
So this next record is called The Neon Skyline by Andy Schoaf. You'll hear in just a sec, he has this really unique voice. He's got a great storytelling style in his lyrics, but all of them are really danceable, super fun. Every track on this record is good. This first one's Try Again from The Neon Skyline.
And chivalry, I hold the door open and let her pass through. She says thanks to me in a British accent, and I try to answer her in the same voice. She laughs at me, says what was that supposed to be. I say I'm sorry, I'm from a different part of the country. She says come on baby, try again.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Try Again from The Neon Skyline, Andy Schoaf. And Mark, that's back to you.
Next on my list is a gentleman named Will Butler. He's a part of the Canadian band Arcade Fire. He's in that band along with his older brother, Wynn Butler, who is the band's front man. This is his third studio album, and I always think he's trying perhaps to prove himself, you know, apart from Arcade Fire, and also maybe a little bit of competition with his brother. And to my delight, he does prove himself on this album called Generations. He wrote all the songs, produced it. It's a great listen.
I don't know. You told me
maybe so.
That you wanted
I don't know.
To surrender. Something higher. I remember it all. And I can tell you the truth. And I can tell what I told you. But I'm so tired. I'm so tired now. I'm so tired of sitting around thinking about you. Child. I wish you were out of my head.
Will Butler with Surrender from the album Generations. Definitely proving himself there. And we've got three songs left. So, Tony, we are back to you.
Okay, I'm wrapping up my list with a band that was supposed to be at this year's Hinterland Music Festival. So, high hopes for 2021. The mostly instrumental trio Krungbin from Houston. Krungbin is the Thai word for flying engine or aeroplane, in case you were wondering. They're very influenced very influenced by Thai music, also music from Spain and Iran. Guitarist Mark Spear and bassist Laura Lee are also famous for these long black wigs they wear on stage. A big part of their look and appeal. Their music is wonderful. This new album, Mordecai, has more vocals than usual. They are not exactly Leanne LaHavis when it comes to the vocals, but, you know, it's just another tool in their toolbox. This is Time, You and I from Krungbin.
That's life. If we had more time, we could live forever. Just you and I.
From Mordecai off of Krungbin. And next up, Cece, what's your final pick?
My final pick is called Heaven to a Tortured Mind. It's by Eve Toomer. I looked up the Pitchfork review for it, and it called it a, quote, carnal rock album, end quote. And it does have a very sexy sound, but that is not to deter ya. It's got a great groove as well. That is a evolution of Eve Toomer's earlier sound. I think it's a great record. This track is called A Greater Love.
I can be anything. Tell me what you need.
All right, that's Eve Toomer from Heaven to a Tortured Mind. Did we have the right track there?
Yep.
Cece? Okay, great.
Sure,
a Greater Love from Heaven to a Tortured Mind by Eve Toomer. And that brings us to our final track of the day. Mark, what do you have?
Well, number 7 on my list is Caribou and a record called Suddenly. Dan Snaith is a Canadian musician, performs and records as Caribou. Sonic manipulation, use of samples, that's not unusual these days, but he does it really well. I found this album to be very satisfying ear candy. And keep in mind, Dan Snaith has a doctorate in mathematics.
Never Come Back by Caribou from the album Suddenly. And am I supposed to hear the math there, Mark?
Well, I guess he can count.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I can't believe we made it through all 21 albums. Well done, everybody. And I am curious, we've got just a couple of minutes left. Mark, in this strange year, have you found yourself listening in a different way?
Listening in a different way, maybe only insofar as one spends a lot of time at home and, you
so
know,
listening more,
more opportunity to listen. Yeah, I mean, I think everything makes us more aware this year.
Yeah. Well, and Mark, you mentioned, or Tony, you mentioned talking about what we might be looking ahead to in 2021. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's impossible. I mean, I didn't really know what this week was going to look like last week. So who the heck knows? I do know, you know, how hopes are high with news about vaccines. Maybe we can start seeing shows again next year. I do know there's a new album from St. Vincent coming next year, one of my favorite artists that I'm very much looking forward to that. So, you know, if nothing else, I'm sure we'll have more great music heading our way.
Absolutely. Cece, and you gave me some new comfort listens to turn to during the next few weeks. I think we all still need that. And of course, I know a lot of people are listening to a lot of holiday music that certainly brings that comfort feeling during the dark days of winter.
You know, it's been a hard year, but musicians have really come up with some genius sort of things, not just live streams, but some unique ways to lean into how weird this year is. Tony talked about Hinterland. They made a 2020 shirt that was just showed a picture of the world. Right now I'm wearing this shirt from Iowa City artist Elizabeth Moen, and it's the Shows We Should Have Played tour. It's a funny time. We just got to lean into it.
It is. All right. Well, thank you all so much for being here, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Charity, you too.
Thanks, Charity.
Mark Simmet, Tony Daner, and Cece Mitchell, hosts of Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks, heard each evening at 7 p.m. We just heard about 21 great albums to play us out of 2020 and into 2021. This is Talk of Iowa. I'm Charity Nebbie.